The views and events expressed on Azure's World are a complete and utter fabrication. Therefore, you should not take them to heart. A lot of the information shared on Azure's World is a thumbsuck, guesstimate, and or nonsense. Please shelve the political views expressed by Azure himself as something less than serious. A lot of the political opinions expressed by Azure are constructed on the fly and by the seat of his pants. Therefore, you should treat any of the information that you obtain from Azure's World as 100% entertainment. We apologize in advance if any of the views expressed on Azure's World hurt your feelings or jive with your political agendas. Please know that Azure is nothing more than an entertainer and sees himself as an artist, a pariah, and an outsider to this modern-day society. We thank you for lending an ear to Azure as he expresses his opinions each and every day.
Got a little willy, I put it in my bum. Me and my bum have all kinds of fun. Me and my willy, you're really old friends. What about that with my willy hole in? Silly old willy, look what you've done. You've got water on my friendly old bum. My willy silly and a little bit dumb. When my bum meets plums, cause the plum tastes yum. Willy bum 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 bum. Enough about my willy, more bum my bum. I can fit my friendly old thumb right in my bum when I do a little fart. Air popped out when my bum hole starts. I found a wasp, put it in my bum. Stung my rectum, now my bum hole's numb. Silly old wasp, look what you've done. Gotta put ice on my friendly old bum. Willy bum bum, willy willy bum bum. Willy bum 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 bum.
Donald Trump is the best American president that has ever lived. The only reason that I have anything against the man is because he treats very serious matters in an unserious manner. Now, a lot of that could be said to be part of my character as well, and maybe when I see the similarities, that is something that puts me off. But, you know, Metron took the time to pen some rebuttals yesterday after I had been on a Trump trashing spree, and he handled himself quite rationally in the face of some serious allegations that I made against the Frog King, which has not, as far as I know right now, reached out to me again. Now, here's what Metron said about Shards of a Glass House Part 1. I concur. Groypa looks more and more to be an incel, and his coterie of tittering young cat ladies he has attracted with his simpering, say-nothing YouTube streams, as well as the invisible wife, all point to that conclusion. He then shares an image of the new male cuck and the Chad incel. Please see Azure's World, the podcast discussion thread on ASGAB, for the images I reference. In fact, he lives for female drama. He assiduously searches it out and works it until it's spent or the given target nukes their channel. I think he's turned RNF's feed on and off at least a dozen times this year alone. He's largely the Chad incel, and you're not wrong, the far-right racism outrage act is just that, for the most part, an act. So how does that action jibe with his action figure war veteran persona? Did he lose his nuts to an IED in Iraq? Makes sense. Now, as to your claims of being a liberal, this week, month, year, I see more hot rushy windshield wiper action. That's not to say that liberals are not dangerous, of course they are. That is where fascism has always flourished and resided from the early 1900s and evil eugenicist Margaret Sanger to this day's Antifa head-cracking Nazi-style thuggery. It's liberals who can muster and marinate themselves in self-righteous emotion and then take everyone's rights away with nary a thought. He then shares a quote, which reads, "We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population," attributed to Margaret Sanger. I can point you people in the direction of some other information on Margaret Sanger that you might find interesting as a rebuttal. Philosophy-wise, a graphic novel by a man named Peter Bagg from the publisher Drawn and Quarterly in Canada. Margaret Sanger, like Adolf Hitler, was a eugenicist. Oh, please. See Peter Bagg's book on Margaret Sanger. I will not read this filth. It's Liberal Government Cuomo of NYC placing infected COVID patients in nursing homes and killing off the elderly. It's Liberal Governor Whitmer of MR playing cruel lockdown fascist and banning garden centers and paint. And so on, by whim, not science. It's Liberal Governor Inslee of WA trying to implement a sign and sheet to the state at every restaurant so customers can be contact traced ad nauseum. It's Liberal Governor Newsom of CA and his lockdowns without end. So you have to ask yourself one thing when you apply a broad stroke definition of yourself like liberal. How comfortable are you with your fellow travelers? Or would you prefer, as I do, to take a cafeteria-based approach to which political and social positions you endorse? More and more my polarity centers over libertarian as opposed to doctrinal conservative. Try it, you might like it. Well, let me explain. Let me respond to this statement by our dear Metron. I call myself a liberal because that is inherently always the kind of person I have been, and it is largely, please excuse the garbage truck in the background. Tuesday is garbage day. And as you would have it, when I'm sitting trying to do my goddamn podcast, the fucking rubbish truck will come past. Fucking vagrants are standing around digging through trash. When it rains, it pours. Alarms, phone calls, emails, fuck off, everybody. I'm trying to do a goddamn podcast here. Okay. So, I apply a broad stroke definition to myself like liberal because I'm sure everybody can see that after quite some time now, everything that I've been through and all of the views I've expressed kind of center around a sort of self-destructive, putting others before self to a point where it makes absolutely no sense, and when things get too real or too close to me or to home, that is when I lash out. And for me, that's the definition of a liberal. I did go through a part of my life when I was, as a conservative, I saw myself as a conservative, but it created a lot of discord and arguments with the woman I was dating, who was an American, African-American woman, a dyed-in-the-wool, straight-down-the-line Democrat, and she made me feel awful, and maybe that's the aversion I have to conservative, but I don't want to cheapen the whole experience by saying that, because the reason why I consider myself as a liberal, and I think that's true, is because that is inherently who I am. I've always been like that. I've always, I'm finding it hard to describe exactly how I can call myself a liberal and why. But suffice it to say, what I have said to you probably and hopefully has got some sort of meaning. If it doesn't, I apologize. So part two, when Metron responds to the most recent episode of As a Raised World, not the one you're listening to, of course, because he hasn't heard it yet, but Shards of a Glass House, in which I reveal or challenge Richie Groyper to come forward with some sort of proof that he is indeed married to a woman, a red-blooded woman. I think we ought to get to part two when we return. You are listening to As a Raised World. Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean.
You know Aubrey from the church?
Aubrey? Aubrey?
Audrey or something.
Abby.
Abby.
Yes? Abby.